Balto started back the way they'd come, his collar bells jingling. Carrying the package of life-saving medicine, Jack followed Balto and Annie. When they reached Gunnar's team, Annie quickly hooked Balto to the front of the line. Then she and Jack hurried to Gunnar. The musher was still on his knees, not far from the sled, wildly shoveling through the snow with his hands.
"Gunnar, it's okay," shouted Jack. "We have the package. It was back there. It must have fallen out when you hit the bump."
"Balto found it," said Annie.
Gunnar gave a happy shout and staggered to his feet. Jack handed over the fur-wrapped package, and Gunnar tied it tightly to his sled.
"You go ahead, we'll follow you," Jack shouted.
"We can help you if you need us again," said Annie.
"Thank you," shouted Gunnar Kassen. "I won't forget you, thank you."
Annie yelled goodbye to Balto. Then she and Jack hurried back through the whirling snow to their own sled. The huskies greeted them noisily.
"Ready, team," Jack yelled, pulling up the snow hook. "You're going to follow Balto."
"Can I drive?" Annie shouted.
"Sure, we can switch places at port safety if you want," said Jack.
As he climbed into the basket, Jack thought about the port safety roadhouse. He wondered if Gunnar planned to stop there. It would be weird to meet Ed all over again, as if for the first time. Annie stood on the runners and waited. Soon jingling bells could be heard. Moments later, Gunnar's team dashed by. With Balto in the lead, all 13 huskies pulled the musher and his sled over the snow. As the jingling faded into the night, Annie shouted,
"Hike!"
The 8 huskies bolted forward and got back on the trail, dashing after Balto's team. As Jack bumped around in the basket, he held on to the sides and closed his eyes against the fury of the storm. It wasn't long, though, before he heard Annie shout,
"Port safety roadhouse up ahead!"
Jack opened his eyes and saw the log cabin.
"Jack, look, Gunnar kept going," yelled Annie. "He didn't stop at the roadhouse."
"Keep following them," said Jack.
"Gee,"
Annie yelled and swung her dogs away from the roadhouse. Jack and Annie's huskies kept following the jingling bells of Balto as he and his team led the way north to Nome. Racing along the coast of the Bering Sea, Jack and Annie's team seemed even livelier and stronger than before. It was as if Balto was leading their team as well as his own. Guided by Balto's spirit, all 21 dogs flew over the flat shoreline. As they ran, the weather improved. The snow stopped falling and the wind died down. Amazingly, in less than 3 hours, the blizzard had stopped completely. The sky had begun to clear. In the early gray dawn, Jack saw a church steeple in the distance. He saw lights flickering in the windows of houses.
"We're back! We made it to Nome!" he cried.
"Hooray!" said Annie.
The sun was rising as they followed Balto's team into town.
"We should take these guys back to Oki and Uncle Joe," said Annie.
"You're right," said Jack. "Gunnar's good now. The medicine's arrived."
"Haw!" commanded Annie,
and the dogs veered left and headed for the spit of land near the frozen sea. In the early light, the huskies stopped at Uncle Joe's shack. As the dogs whined and yelped, Oki flew out the front door. His uncle followed, hobbling on his crutch. Though exhausted, the dogs had enough energy to jump up and down and bark excitedly as their two friends greeted them with great joy.